All right, I want to quickly talk about the film called The Northman, which stars Andrew Skarsgård, Nicole Kidman as Skarsgård's mother, Ethan Hawke plays the part of the king and his father, Anya Taylor-Joy from, we know her from Queen's Gambit, plays the part of the love interest for The Northman, and William Dafoe plays Hemer the Fool. This film is a film that is about revenge. It's sort of in the same vein as Conan the Barbarian. What happened in this film is Alexander Skarsgård character, who plays a part of Amleth, witnesses his father's brutal murder by what would be his uncle or his brother, his dad's brother. From that point forward, he vows to seek revenge. They fast forward, this of course, the part of the boy was played by Oscar Novak. And when he was young, he witnesses his father being executed. He of course vows revenge, and that sets him on the path. The movie then fast forwards to when Amleth is fully grown, not just fully grown, but he is filled out, like he is the buffest, wildest, strongest man you may have ever laid your eyes on. He just fears no one, goes into battles, kills whoever's in his way. He seems like he can move trains. He moves mountains, you know. And he's definitely a formidable force. Although the way they made him look, I'm not sure how old Alexander Skarsgård is, but they made him look like they fast forwarded 40 years, but when in fact it was supposed to only be about 20 years that they fast forwarded. And so what happens is they did show an epic battle at the beginning of the movie, and in that battle there was a nice scene that must have lasted a couple of minutes that was uninterrupted, like those single shot scenes where they don't have any cuts, and that was an epic battle. It was very interesting. Then after that battle, they take their slaves and they take their conquests. Amleth decides it's time for him to seek revenge for his father. So he sneaks onto essentially a boat that's heading towards Iceland, where his uncle is currently been exiled to. He sneaks onto that boat and pretends like he's one of the slaves. And eventually he does become one of the slaves. You think, man, this guy by himself could go into that camp wherever they are and kill everyone and not think one thought about it. But that's not what happens here in Northman. There was too many people. It was unclear, but it seemed like there was at least 50 or 100 people on that Iceland island where he they were on, and that little encampment that they had, and he would have had to kill a lot of them. During this time is when he sort of meets the love interest. Anya Taylor-Joy plays the part of Olga, and there wasn't really any chemistry there. It was hard to believe that she would be interested in him, for one, because he was the oppressor in her case. She was the slave and he was the oppressor. Then he joined their group and became a slave with her, and then somehow she falls in love with him. But that was part of the story. One of the beautiful things about this film was how it was broken into chapters, and each of the chapters had little titles, although the titles were, I don't know if they were in Norse, but they were written in a foreign language, but they had subtitles that told you what the titles were. And so about every, 15 or 20 minutes, you get a new title, so you knew you were starting a new chapter. It was reminiscent, very reminiscent of the Valhalla Rising with Mads Mikkelsen, which had the same sort of feel. But in that film, there was very little dialogue. That was kind of the difference. I do feel like these two films were, in a way, related. In fact, so much so that I thought maybe it was directed by the same person. But this film, The Northman, was directed by Robert Eggers. It's not the same person that wrote or that was directed Valhalla Rising. But it has the same sort of feel. The film's very dark, set in dark settings. It's one of those battle conquest type of movies, and then also mixed in mythology and their lore. I'm assuming what is from Norway or the Norse, those nomadic people, the Northmen, whoever they were, they sort of believed in the occult and the spirits, and they looked to shaman and stuff like that to determine what their future holds. And one of the people that Amleth seeked told him that basically he was going to kill and get his revenge. It's going to be in a lake of fire. that was interesting. So there was a few scenes like that. Eventually gets to Iceland and he meets up, finds that the brother-in-law is, or the his uncle is on that island, and his mom is on the island too. And you don't really get a clear picture of Nicole Kidman. She was the queen. Before all the chaos ensued, you don't really know if you should even be rooting for the Northman himself, Amleth, because it happened so soon in the movie. His father, who was played by Ethan Hawke, was executed summarily by his brother. And so you didn't really get a whole lot until entering super spoiler territory near the end of the film, when you get to see just the pure evil that his mother was, Nicole Kidman. She could have easily passed as an evil witch in this film. She was just so mean and evil to him. And she told him it was her plan to have her father killed and to have Amleth killed, the son, have him killed too. And they weren't intending for him to get away. Just the things she was saying, I could have seen him slit her throat so quick. I forget who asked him, but somebody asked him, why didn't you kill her? And he's like, I don't kill women. It might have been Olga that asked that. She's like, I never kill a woman, no matter who it is. And so even with as barbaric as he is in this film, he has his standards. You know, he has some ethics. He has an ethical foundation. I really enjoyed this film. It was very entertaining. And the only complaint that I had was that it's just a little on the long side. 2 hours and 17 minutes. I think it probably should have wrapped up after 2 hours. There is finally that battle. Before we get to the battle, one of the shaman people that predict the future told Amleth that he was going to have to choose between his kin and revenge. And that prophecy came to bear at the end of the film. In a way, you could kind of believe that he had impregnated Olga and she was carrying twins. He was supposedly in love with her, but he felt like if he left, there was a boat that was leaving the island. And he felt like if he left with her, that brother, the uncle, would come after him and seek out their kids. And he couldn't let that happen. So in his mind, it was an easy choice. He had to kill his uncle to protect the family. So then we do have, he goes back into the, I don't know if it's a town encampment or whatever. And there's a few battles. One of the guys who, I guess he had chopped his nose off, there was a brutal scene. I forget what he said exactly, but he was like, basically, I chopped your nose. Now I'm here to finish the job. And he had the sword basically on his nose and he just thrusts it right in. And I was like, wow, that's just hardcore. There were a lot of brutal scenes, murder and decapitations and limbs being chopped off. It was a bloody film. Pretty much you kind of figure in the end, I knew once he left that boat, he wasn't coming back. That's what happened. So we have the battle between him and his uncle. There's a volcanic eruption and they're fighting in an area. It's in the middle of the night, lava pouring and spewing all around, and they're fighting over this, similar to that lake of fire that was prophesized. And then the final moment, chops his arm, didn't chop it off, but got him really, Amleth's arm injured really good on one of the hits. And then the final blow comes where Amleth chops his uncle's head off. But at the same time, the uncle got in his licks to Amleth and apparently got the sword through his heart. They both fall to their knees and die at the same time. And then what was really interesting was at the end, they sort of show, which I can only assume was Amleth riding a chariot into the gates of Valhalla in the sky. And it was actually kind of cool. That was a cool ending. I thought this was definitely, it was a gory film. It was a man's man type of a film. I don't know if women would like it so much, but I really enjoyed it. If I had to compare it to Valhalla Rising, I liked Valhalla Rising a little better. It was less grounded in the mythology, more told a story of Mads Mikkelsen's character, One Eye. I do prefer Valhalla Rising over this, and I felt like some of the direction, if not the way the film was laid out, in some ways mirrored Valhalla Rising. That doesn't detract from it. I enjoyed films that are laid out this way, and I definitely give it 5 stars. I do highly recommend it.